Welcome to North
Love Talk Radio.
Approaching Thanksgiving Day. It's always a wonderful time of the year. Maybe you're out there traveling. Maybe you're already got where you are and you're listening to Norm at Night. The big question is, I'm not sure anybody's listening out there, but if you are, give us a call, 347-945-6713. And you can tell Norm and the audience exactly what it is that you have to be thankful for. One sure thing that I'm very thankful for is we went over the 75,000 listener mark this week. Coming into the show tonight, we are at 75,353 listens to the Norm at Night show. I'm real excited about that. And what I'm really excited about is how we've started to accelerate now and are piling up about 1,000 listeners a week in the last year, which is, makes it worth doing, keeps me coming back here on Tuesday nights at 9. So one of the things I'm thankful for is people are listening to me. I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to go for the whole hour tonight. It depends if people are calling in. I finished school today. When I say I finished, I mean, today was our last day before Thanksgiving. I don't have to get up tomorrow morning, and I'm pretty happy about that, though I'm sure I will. But just the thought that I don't have to and that I sure don't have to get in the car and drive the 30 miles to SFT. I'm happy about that. And I'm thankful for that. Because I need the break. I need the rest. It's been really hard. I'm thankful that I was able to get all the details done for the SFT field trip to the B&O Railroad Museum. We're doing that on December the 5th, and I'm thankful and excited about that. I had a pretty good time arranging that today with a Baltimore hun, a real Baltimore hun. She was an Irish woman, but she was pure Baltimore. The only thing she didn't do is actually call me hon. I would have got a kick out of that. I'm sorry she didn't. I'm thankful for the dinner I just ate, which is why I let bad habits play a little bit longer than usual. Well, hey, 12493, welcome to the Norm at Night chat room. If you got anything you want to say, you know, put it in the chat room and I'll relay it to the audience. Or if you want to call in, the number is 347-945-6713. I am thankful I have a job, though it is a tough one. It is a tough one. I had a tough day today, but we'll let Thanksgiving take place and everything will be better tomorrow. I'm really upset about some things, but I'll bounce back. I always do. But what else am I thankful for? Well, I'm definitely thankful Barack Obama won the election.
It says unmuted, and now you're going to be able to hear me on there. Can you hear me? Now I'm unmuted again. I think I'm on cue for talking to Norm.
Now I'm unmuted.
Oops. Just don't worry about it. I'm going to wait. I'm just going to wait. By the way, if you call in, you can listen to the thing. You can listen to it. If you call, there's an option to listen to the Kelly is just plugged in right now. If you call in, I don't know. I'm on the phone. No. Kelly, it'll give you an option to press 1 and then don't. Don't press 1.
I can hear you.
No, I can hear you on my phone.
Norm, what did you do?
Unplug
the speaker.
Girl,
is everyone on the internet?
Everyone is.
Okay. Are we done?
Shit.
Everyone's on their phone and the speaker right now.
I just turned
it
off.
Okay. I'm going to turn it off. What should we do?
Okay, I'm back. Where did all my callers go? Everybody's logging out. I finally get some callers, and I'm having technical difficulties again. Don't I feel pretty stupid? Hey, 3195, can you hear me? If you can, just say yes in the chat room. I'm hoping everybody can hear me. I can hear myself, I think. But the line of callers has been pretty steady tonight, and so I'm excited by that, but I'm having trouble connecting up with people. And that I'm sorry about. You know, I'm going to try something else here tonight. I wish I would have wrote that number down. 301-642. Give me a call back if you're out there listening. So I can try and log you in. Oh, wait, here we go. Let me try to call a guest. Let's try 301-642-0820. And let's see what happens. This is the Norm at Night Show.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Jackie King
is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, this is the Norm at Night Show giving you a call back. I had some technical difficulties here. I'm not sure what they are. I've never experienced this before, but I just wanted to let you know I appreciate your call. Let me try to call this other number. Yeah, this is. Hey, this is.
Hola.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is the Norm at Night Show.
Norm, it's. Norm, it's Jackie.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
That's fine.
Okay.
We're making a list of things to be thankful for tonight.
Wait, So I was listening to you, Norm, and we couldn't hear you anymore. So I was calling in because, one, I wanted to tell you that we couldn't hear you. And two,
yes,
we can hear you now.
Oh, because I...
Why not?
I turned off the sound on my computer. I don't know how
that... Okay. Well, that's why I was calling to be helpful and let you know that maybe you pressed a button.
Well, that's really fun. No wonder all these people are logging in and logging right out.
Yeah, well, I tried calling you a couple times and it wasn't working. But I'm glad that I have you, Norm.
I never used the call to guest back before, and
it worked. It worked.
That's why I couldn't hear anybody.
Oh, okay. Well, then this all makes sense now.
Yes. Did you call on a landline too?
No, I called on someone else's phone because I thought maybe it was my phone.
Oh, okay. So I called another number back and left a message.
Yes. Oh, right. No, that's my phone. So I have a Norm at Night message on my phone, and I'll save it.
All right.
But Norm.
That's the first Norm at Night message ever given out.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm really happy that I can have that on my phone.
Well, anyway, I am. This is really perking my day up because it did not
happen. Oh, I know. And I wanted to call and tell you what I'm thankful for, which is having you as a coworker.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
Yeah, I figured I'd let you know.
I do appreciate that, but a lot, actually.
Good, I'm glad, Norm.
Because it is fun. It is fun most days.
Yeah, of course. It can be hard, of course.
And I was the last one out today.
Were you? I didn't see you there.
There was a gamer student whose parent didn't come till 4:45.
Oh. For the gaming club? Game club?
Yeah.
Virtual reality club?
Oh, there's too many clubs. But I'm very happy to announce that we're going to the B&O Railroad Museum, and I'm excited.
I heard that on your show, so I'm very excited too.
That's all arranged, and I'm very thankful for that. Hey, guest 463, why don't you give us a call, too? We got plenty of room, but I'm so excited because I have this call the guest.
Yeah, it works.
And I did it, and it works because here you are.
And it works, Norm. Yes, here I am. Well, I'll let you get back to your show, but I wanted to let you know what I was thankful for.
All right. Well, thanks very much. You can keep listening.
I will definitely keep listening. I promise.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling.
Bye, Norm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Come on, hang up. There we go. Well, that's a pretty exciting thing. Hey, 13463, why don't you give us a call or say something here in the chat room? I would like that. We're approaching the half hour mark and we're still on the thank you lists, and we're starting to we're starting to get popular. I really am happy about that. I'm enjoying these Tuesday nights like very few that I've ever enjoyed before. But anyway, let's turn to politics. Hillary Clinton's landed in the Middle East. That is a very touchy and tense situation. People are dying. And I don't think there's any reason for it. The hatred is just so thick and so palpable that all they want to do is kill each other and nobody will step back. Israelis are keeping Palestinians like prisoners in a little ghetto, actually. The Palestinians are trying to fight back, but in a way that's really ineffective and just pisses off the Israelis and gives them an excuse to bomb and shell. I don't know what the answer is. If you think you have an answer, 347-945-6713 is the number. Or gosh, write Secretary Clinton a letter. The other question is, well, the hullabaloo that's being raised about our UN ambassador, Susan Rice, do you think she knew she wasn't telling the truth? Or was she just being a good soldier and reading what they told her without thinking about it? What's your view on that? Should she be Secretary of State? 347-945-6713. One thing that's probably happened from this whole thing is President Obama almost has to appoint her Secretary of State if Secretary Clinton does indeed leave office on or resign her position as of January 20th, or at least until we can get a new Secretary of State sworn in. And that would be a real interesting situation. Some people would like to keep Senator Clinton. She said something really interesting, though. She said, I would just like to relax. I haven't done that for 20 years. Can you imagine not relaxing for 20 years? For being so busy that you don't have any time to do anything. Poor, you know... And then I wonder, what would she feel like if she'd been elected president? Would she have run for a second term? We both know, I'm sure we all are pretty sure that she would have. I listened to a couple of my shows. I think I'm starting to sound like Rush Limbaugh. We got 500 followers on Twitter. It's not super duper, but I'm proud of every one of them. I have been laying off Twitter a little bit, but the Patty Watt blog is bouncing away. And then 6 a.m. Thoughts, I put a blog post in there every once in a while. And somebody brought up to me, and I haven't used that blog in, 2 years. The last post was in 2010. But believe it or not, there's a Norm at Night blog. And I went back and looked at some of the posts today, and they're pretty good. But it was brought to my attention by one of the callers, and I'm really happy that I had failed to, I turned the sound off on my computer, thinking I was turning it on, I guess. I don't know how I did that. So the whole first part of the show may be blank, which means not many people will listen to the archive this week, although I hope that's not the case. One thing that I was a little sad about, though actually maybe I am kind of thankful, I was supposed to go out for some happy hour stuff today, and Well, needless to say, they went out early since they finished school. My happy partners finished school at 1:30. As I told one of the callers, I didn't leave school till 5 o'clock today. Took me an hour to come home. I do like that inter-county connector, though. It really is fun to drive on and ride on. But we got a lot of activity, a lot of visitors in the chat room. I'd love some conversation. Remember, the call-in number is 347-945-6713. And I'd love to hear from you. We'll bring you live, Norm, at night. And here we are. Hey, all right. I was wondering if I was going to get my West Coast connection tonight. How are you?
Pretty good. Just got
Have
back
you been
from.
Listening?
What's that?
Have you been listening?
For the past maybe 5 minutes or so.
Oh, okay. Because I had a little sound problem early on.
Oh, okay.
But
I heard you just fine.
Now I don't know. Somehow I turned the sound off on the whole computer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
so
I
were calling me, but I couldn't hear them.
Oh, okay.
I was answering the phone, and nothing was. And what I was trying to figure out is if the computer's muted, does the microphone work?
Yeah, good question. I would think it was just an outgoing signal, but.
Yeah, I had another thing happen tonight that never happened. I called the show I dialed up the show using Skype.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody Skyped me. And so the show and that Skype call turned into a conference call.
Oh.
It was really interesting. I got a big kick out of that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I haven't used Skype in years now, I think.
Oh, I love Skype.
I should look into it again because I've got a camera on this new laptop, so, you know.
Oh, that would be great fun.
So, let's see. What's your theme here? I didn't read it exactly. Oh, Thanksgiving ideas.
Huh? We're making a list of thank yous.
Oh, okay. Oh,
let's see. Who bought that? We were talking about Susan Rice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't
know. The president basically got a picker now.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he was in contention to begin with. I'm not sure. I know it's just for this point in time, the Republicans don't have much to, bluster about, and so this is what they've got, you know. It's an extension of the Benghazi thing, so. So they're just keeping the talking points alive.
It is, you know. If she knew she was lying, she should be done.
Yeah. But the CIA is covering her on this whole thing. So, aside from that, she's the UN ambassador. She just, what part of this did she play a role in? Nothing, as far as I know. She came out as a spokesperson, but that's it. She was at no time involved in that. I think so. I can't see where her position would allow her even any access to that, So, yeah, it's, not a major issue for me. I'm still, let's see. This came out today, or was it yesterday? They did some vote tallies, and it turns out that in 9 congressional elections, the Libertarian vote was fairly significant. It was significant enough to bump off the Republican candidate.
Really?
Yeah, if you look on my wall, there's an art, I posted an article there. But in some cases, they snagged like 6% of the vote, which in a tight election, that's it. So let's see, what did I write?
I don't know. I haven't even been on Facebook today.
Okay, well, let me see what I wrote. Yeah, it was a message for, here we go. Yeah, I was very political this afternoon. Not sure why.
Really?
Yeah, okay, here, for the Republicans. Ignore us at your peril, old school Republican corporatist. Libertarians are growing, and you are not. So
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Now, I will say,
been one of the only Democrats that voted for a few libertarians.
Yeah, this, you know, another thing, you know, this whole demographics switch or whatever we want to call it, you know, where you have a larger Hispanic vote than we've ever had. Well, that's been true in California for a very long time. And for the longest time...
True in Texas, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, you know, for the longest time in California, the Mexican community didn't vote, or they voted very small numbers. And the second largest group were young people. They didn't vote either. And we knew that if anyone ever activated them and they did start voting... The day of the old white guy is over. Well, yeah, so now the Democrats have a supermajority in both the Assembly and the Senate, and we have Jerry Brown as governor.
Huh.
Now they can raise...
1968 all over again.
Yeah, it is so sweeping. Republicans now represent about 30% of the state. That's all. I mean, they're just obsolete. I mean, they did this to themselves, mind you, but you can see what and of those congressional districts I was talking about, I think half of them were in California. So, anyway, this is the new California. But, you know, it could have happened 20 years ago. It just,
did you
know.
See the picture of Mitt Romney putting gas in his car?
Oh, no, I didn't get that. So
could have had a few more of those during the election.
Yeah, here's another good one. This is
he
from,
really is being a sore loser.
I think so, yeah. Now, this is a good one. This is from Representative Raul Labrador. He's a Republican from Idaho. And so he says on NBC, I think the problem that Romney had throughout the campaign is that he couldn't talk about conservatism like conservatives talk. As I heard somebody say, he talked about conservatism as if it was a second language to him. And, of course, I have my comment. Well, that was one issue Romney had. He wasn't a conservative. Anyway, yeah, that's. Yeah,
I had some fun. Somehow Staples came up in a conversation, and I said, "Yeah, Romney, sure, yeah, he made Staples all right. They're a company that sells yesterday."
Yeah, I don't. It's not the sort of company I invest in, so I don't know much about them. I could care less which of those stores I go to, you know. I generally don't buy much of anything from them, so.
Well, what would you buy from them? I mean, a fountain pen?
Well, I don't. Most of what, unless they give me an exceptional deal, you know, on a laptop or whatever it is I need, then no, I shop online for most of my stuff.
Yeah, Best Buy is in some trouble.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, I don't know how many of the big box stores are going to survive. That's hard to say.
Well, one of the, it was interesting, some commentary I heard today. The problem with that Best Buy's having is people are buying smartphones and small pads, and there's way less profit in those than there are in TVs and desktops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, another two is I don't know if you've been paying attention to Hewlett Packard. I mean, they're in free fall.
Are they really?
Absolutely. Because they have a turnaround plan in effect, but it's a long-term 5-year plan, you know. I don't know where they got a 5-year plan from. But they're only 1 year into it. And they are at, I think their stock right now is at a 10-year low.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they can't, you know, I mean, they are still heavily weighted in printers. And in
and
personal computers, two dinosaurs.
That's what they do.
Yes, that's what they do, but that's not what people want.
Well, they just need to liquidate.
Well, some people have suggested splitting them, but they have some sort, and they produce tablets as well. But they just. They just can't seem to compete. And the...
Well, ever since they fired that Italian woman.
Well, yeah, there were other issues, too. I mean, that whole thing with autonomy. Now, the courts will have to work that out. But we knew at the time when they bought it that they were paying twice as much as it was worth. And that's with the books. Now the books are supposedly cooked, so they paid even more. I don't know. Yeah, that's a disaster.
So what stocks would you be selling this month?
Oh, well, I'm not selling much of anything. It's what I'm buying or holding.
Well, what would you hold, for instance?
Let's see. I've got... a little bit of junk bonds. I've got gold miners. I've got, what else I got here? Some munis. You know, I'm not that crazy into munis anymore, but it's tax-free income. Oh, and I have picked up some, it's a real estate trust, but it's comprised of mortgage-backed securities. They got hit real hard over the last couple weeks. So I'm buying them on valuation. I think they've more or less bottomed, and they may see some upside. We'll see what goes on. But as long as interest rates are going to stay this low for, like, the next 2 years, what the hell? I'll collect 12.5%. I don't care.
Oh.
You know? And I'll get out before interest rates go up. Oh, here's a good one. Were you aware of the Patrick Leahy's bill?
I heard something about it.
Yeah, it looks like he's backed off on it. But he had a bill pending to allow the federal government and many branches of the federal government to read people's email with no warrant.
Yes.
I mean, and a whole bunch of other things, too. I mean, they'd get right in your Yahoo account or Gmail or whatever.
Right. They didn't even have to stop at the court anymore.
Yeah, and I believe these powers were given to a whole range of agencies, to include, like, the SEC and Federal Trade Commission. It's pretty interesting. I mean... There was a huge outcry about it, though. ACLU first, and just about the whole internet community, you know. So,
Well, you know, my side should go at it from the opposite way and give individuals the right to sue any company who releases their information.
Mm-hmm. Well, you may have that ability. It depends on the circumstance. You know, with banks and things like that, or credit agencies. So,
you know, I think we also have to pay some attention to, you know, everybody talks about, oh, it's my information. I got to have my information. But what's it worth? Who cares? You can find my information in the phone book.
Pretty well, you can find some. But if I've got cookies tracking everything you do, I know a lot more about you than I would otherwise.
Yeah, but everybody turns their cookies off now.
Not necessarily. I mean, I leave Amazon on and a couple others, and you know, I don't dump cookies as often as I should. I think that's true for most people. But
you're right. You should do it every day.
Yeah. But see, if I do a search on, you know, like holistic medicine and herbs, and maybe I'm interested in certain things that control diabetes or do this or do that, immediately the ads start flooding in. I mean, all my ads get replaced. And I've even had phone calls here from people asking me if there's a diabetic in the house. So what?
Really?
You know, yeah. Well, they're picking this information up. So, you know, that's kind of where it is.
I'm trying to figure out how I subscribe to a vegetarian magazine.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure somehow I had to click something, and it's actually pretty interesting. So I didn't worry about it.
Yeah.
But it's amazing the stuff that's out there.
Yeah, what I will say is it either comes from my Google searches or the other would be Amazon. You know, because I also use Amazon.
Amazon is pretty amazing. I don't know how they do it, but I can't ever remember them making a recommendation to me that I haven't been at least a little interested in.
Well, yeah. Well, let's put it this way. I bought a new television over the summer.
Uh-huh.
But I keep getting offers selling me a television. Now, you know, how many TVs do you think I need? Pretty much if you buy a large ticket item, that you're just buying the one, you know. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I thought I had the feeling that you would.
No, you know what I made the mistake of doing? Sending a car dealership a request for information.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anytime.
I think every Chevy Bolt dealer in the United States has contacted me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see. That happened to me once, and also... Oh, let me think what else there was. You know, I buy seeds and herbs and all that kind of stuff. Then you're on everything. And before you know it, you'll end up on a catalog list. So I still get all these catalogs from all the all the greenhouses and nurseries in the country, so... I mean, I thumb through them, but mostly that's all going to get thrown away, you know.
Right, you know, actually, don't ask me why it made me. Today was bring your dog to school.
Oh, your dog. Oh.
It was a hard day for me because I don't like dogs.
Oh. Hmm. Well, I like them, but I don't like them in. I don't want them in a school. And if it's
well,
not,
thank
and
the
if
Lord, not very many of them came. I was anticipating big piles of poop in the hall.
Well, that would be my first one concern, and the other is any liability. Kid gets bit, you know, what the hell.
Another kid brought his ferret.
Oh, ferret, God.
They're the ones you have to kill to do the rabies test on.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you have to, like, drill into their brain or something.
Oh, Jesus. That's, you know.
So, you know, I'm thinking to myself, oh, won't this be interesting? I've worked at a school where a ferret bit somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
It was not rabid.
Mm-hmm.
But it was dead.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think I would probably, I couldn't go for that. That's just a little too much risk. So, let's see. Oh, here's another good one. Somebody very clever decided to put a graphic together. The USS New York. You familiar with the ship?
No, I'm not. What kind of ship is it?
You know, I can't tell at all. It's a...
Is it New York State or New York City?
It just says New York, USS New York.
It's probably a cruiser then.
Yeah, it's one of those modern ones.
A guided missile frigate.
Yeah, it looks almost like an ironclad in the design, you know.
Yes.
So, well, anyway, here's this graphic that somebody spent a lot of time on. And, of course, the USS New York is forged from metal from the Twin Towers.
Uh-huh.
And so the graphic says, USS New York is heading for Israel. She is forged with steel from the Twin Towers. Well, that's nice. The only problem is they spelled Israel wrong.
Oh!
I'm looking at this thing. You know, it's ISREAL. Israel.
Israel.
You know, and... You know, if you're going to go to all that effort to do this pro-war graphic, you know, get it right. You know, don't make me laugh at it, because I will. yeah, so, I think, have I covered all my political crap? Looks like I did, okay. The only other thing I did, I found a... My favorite brandy is Korbel,
uh-huh.
The local winery. It's at the, right between the Russian River. It's like almost at the head of the Russian River and the top of Napa Valley.
Uh-huh.
So it's got a big tower. It's very Gothic looking and whatever. But they have some of the best grapes you've ever had. Champagne, wonderful. But their brandy is stunning. And so they have a recipe for brandied pumpkin soup.
It doesn't sound good.
Oh, I think it. Well, I'm going to try it.
Did you make it?
Huh? I haven't made it yet. Yeah. But it's, let's see. Well, it uses 1 cup of Korbel excess brandy. And the excess that's like a dream. I mean, it's got Madagascar vanilla beans and some sort of orange zest that's in there. I don't know how they do this, but it's got this wonderful aftertaste.
Uh-huh.
And it sells out real fast, which reminds me, I have to get some before Christmas. Halfway through the year, it's gone. You can't find it anymore, so...
You know, my cousin Peter just turned 50, and so we were going to his birthday party, and we decided to get him Italians. We don't have any whiskey kind of stuff.
I should think so. I mean, with all the wine you guys got, you got grapes, and that's all you need.
Lots of liqueurs. And they all come in great bottles with all kinds of weird shapes.
Yeah, Galliano.
We found him some kind of one of those Italian cookies you have with your coffee. Starts with a B.
Oh, no, all I can think. The Benedictine?
No. You have these things with your coffee.
Oh, well.
Well, the company makes a liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
That has the same name.
Oh, let me think.
And it comes in a great bottle. They're like cookies.
Oh, okay. Let me...
Yeah.
Does this TV have a timer on it? Does it turn off in the middle of the night? No.
Oh. Why?
Because it turned off last night.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because it was on when I went to bed and then...
Oh, well, that's because I woke up and came and turned it off.
Why?
I don't know why. I got 2 minutes left here on the show.
Okay. Amaretto.
No.
DiSarna.
Don't try to think of the name of the liqueur.
Oh,
think
okay.
Of these little cookies.
Like a little cookie.
Yeah, you have them with espresso.
I know what you mean. It's like a toast?
Yes.
Ah, shoot, let me think. I know what it is. It's that, it's really good. They make
yes,
it with
it is.
Yeah, they make it with anise and...
Yes, that's it.
I can't think of that. But I know what they are.
They have a liqueur. They add an O to the end for the liqueur.
Okay, let me see here.
Hey, you know, we got some longtime listeners here in the chat room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've been staying on for a long time.
Hmm. Okay, I just typed in an Italian cookie. Something's going to come up. Oh, jeez.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. We got a minute and 20 seconds left.
Hmm. Yeah,
so,
I remember in Buffalo we had a neighbor who used to do all these cookies every and everybody get a big box of those beautiful cookies, so they were good.
So you go to Buffalo for Christmas?
Oh no, I can't do that. That's not in my budget
right
now. That's a
long way to go.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm thinking about in the summer probably getting up there, but...
Do they ever come to your house?
No, we've occasionally, if they're taking a trip to Vegas, you know, I'll fly down and meet them down there.
Oh, well, that's nice. So. Hey, all of a sudden the time's got away from us. It's been a great show. Another thing I'm thankful for is all you people who've called me, and we'll see you next week. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, especially you, Carl. So have a good Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And
biscotti.
That's it!
It's a generic term for cookie, just biscotti.
Yes, but they have a liqueur, too. I'm out of here.
Okay, dude, take care.
Bye-bye.
Have a happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.